Well, good morning, Remnant, and welcome to the La Porte Church of Christ. This, can you believe it's March already? March 2nd, 2025. Time just flies right by. But we thank you for joining us. We hope you're having a good wrap-up to winter. Winter's got about two more weeks. Remember, we've got 91st days coming up about mid-March. I think it's, 18th and 19th? So that's coming up in a couple weeks. Again, we thank you for joining us. We hope you're prayed up. We hope you're having a blessed winter, and hope you got your prayers said this morning. We start out with the pistol prayer, a type of imprecatory prayer, praying God's will. And we see it happening. We see it, the spells being broken and truth being told and exposed in many different areas. And that is a good thing. It is. It is a good thing. So we continue to pray it. We hope you do as well. We have this pistol prayer. This is one of the many Bible bookmarkers that we have. We have it on the Lord's Prayer. We have it on the Full Armor of God, on the Public Law 97-280, Psalms 83, Psalms 90. We have several. So if you'd like any of those, if you contact us, we'll be glad to send them to you. They are great. They're great just to keep in your Bible or in any book, and a good reminder. And we have this pistol prayer and the rifle prayer on a reminder as well. So we'll be glad to send it to you. Hope you'll pray with us. Lord Jesus, we pray with thy authority. We say, DC sorcery cease, satanic strongholds release, Baals be broken and bound, with all idols be cast down. Stop the spells. Send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus cause it to be. And thank you. Thank you for the victory. Amen and amen. And Remnant, we hope you're reading your Bible. Just a reminder, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong reading the Word. We do have the Bible reading plan. It's on the website. We can email it to you. I'll be glad to send you a print copy. We still send them out with new orders. And again, just an encouragement. And we hope that that you find comfort and the answers to the problems today are in the Word. They truly are. We'll have a scripture about that a little bit later this morning. But well, let's start off. We'll start off in Psalms. Psalms 46, 1 through 3 is where I wanted to start this morning. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. And I think that we need to make sure we have that as our foundation, that he is an ever-present help in trouble, that if we have health problems, if we have problems at work, if we have problems, issues with the family, with our local government, with our national government, with acquaintances, in traffic, whatever. He is an ever-present help. It's not just, and that's one great thing about the Anglo-Israel truth, is that this word is for us. This Old Testament, that is the word that became flesh and dwelt among us. Oh, that our people would realize that. That the things we go through, we don't go through alone. We don't. Times of perilous times today. Times of trouble, times of sickness. But we don't go through it alone. We don't. All these things happen. The earth itself gives way. The Lord is with us. And so I just kind of wanted to set that foundation, because sometimes we forget that. I think sometimes we do. Psalm 19:1. And I tell you, if you walk out in the morning before sunrise, I don't see how you can't just let this gush forth from you. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. You know, we're blessed up there in Wyoming. We have it's pretty dark out by the Radio Ranch. It's about 15 miles out of town, and so it's pretty dark. So you really get a good view of the heavens, of the stars. You see the Milky Way there in that picture. It's just absolutely beautiful. Wanted to make a mention. It's gone. They're still pretty visible, but not all. But there was a 7-planet alignment on the last day of February this year. seven planets aligned. You could see them. I went out, took the girls out, and showed it to them, and it was quite visible. Mars and Jupiter, Uranus, Venus, Neptune, Mercury, and Saturn, just across the southwestern sky. What it means, I don't know. I don't know that there was any significant, you know, many times we hear and we read about, well, the blood red moons and the eclipses and things like that. The alignment, I think it proves again his glory, that it does, that he set this up for us to see this from the beginning, before the beginning of time. And the heavens truly do declare his glory. We carry a book. I think I've got a picture of that there, Jason, by E. Raymond Capp, called The Glory of the Stars. And we have it. It's available if that's something that interests you. I think it proves the scripture. It proves the that our God is who he says he is, that he is the creator. And that everything around us declare his glory. You know, when we read through the scriptures, we see that really all understand. It's just some don't want to believe, and some turn away from it. But kind of hard to turn away from those stars. It really is. So, again, E. Raymond Capp's book, The Glory of the Stars, if you don't have that in your library, it is a very informative book, very historical, but fact-filled. That's one of the great things about E. Raymond Capp's book, is all of his books, is they are fact-filled. They're not opinion, but they're truths. Well, back to the scriptures in the current events of the day. How about Amos 8:11? Amos 8:11 says, "I will send a famine on the land." And I think, again, it ties in with the Gideon story. We have to realize, who is it that sends famine? Is it Satan? Is it the enemy? Is it the Russians? No, it's God. We would do well to remember that. We talked about this a little bit on Coffee with the Wranglers yesterday morning about eggs. Fewer eggs available. And egg prices. You've heard that if you've listened to any news. Oh, the egg prices. Well, they're still expected to rise more than 40% this year in 2025. And the media outlets, anyway, are saying that the skyrocketing egg prices, largely the result of a widespread bird flu outbreak that forced a mass culling of egg-laying birds. Fewer birds, fewer eggs, and with the scarcity comes increased cost. We've talked about this a good bit, and again, I encourage you, yesterday morning's Coffee with the Wranglers is archived at the website. You can go back and listen, and I think Jason brought up some good points about this as well. But whether this is tied to a famine or not, I don't know. Eggs are still, and we're going to look at a couple prices across the country on egg prices, but still a very affordable and healthy source of protein. I didn't create a slide on it, but you see several, we've reported on it before, how egg yolks prevent Jason, the spike protein that comes up in these coronaviruses that causes, and the egg yolks prevent that. Eggs have, I think, all but two of the essential amino acids that we need, and so there's been a battle from the enemy against eggs since the 60s. Oh, they're bad for cholesterol. They do this, they do that. No, they're a good source of protein. Anyway, I just mention it so that we're aware of even something as simple as good food for us. The enemy just tears it up and comes against it. So here's a couple prices. Got some pictures for you. Walmart, $4.99 for a dozen eggs, limit 10. I saw this price in Texas, $6.88 a dozen. Of course, California, everything's bigger out there. A dozen eggs out there, $11.99. So that's only a dollar a piece, right? That's a little pricey. It is a little pricey. Vegas on sale. Vegas price here was $11.99, on sale for $7.49. And then New York as well, $6.72. A dozen of eggs that was up 47 cents. That was just Friday. And so, again, just, you know, we hear a lot about egg, and egg prices are up. I saw a report that said the average family of four for 2024 was paying $1,000 a month more for food than in previous years. That's a lot. That's a lot. There's a lot going on in the economy, a lot going on, and maybe we'll bring it a little bit in the future. I know Joel Salatin, an author that we carry several of his books, has made some some podcasts and some videos on his take on the bird flu. Maybe we can bring something on that in the future. I don't think it's near the way it's reported. But we have these things in this time. These are things for us to be aware of, not to fret over, not to worry. We go back to the scriptures, which is always a good thing to do. Philippians 4:19. Philippians 4:19 says, "And my God will meet all your needs." Not some of your needs, not a few of your needs, not your needs on Tuesday. "My God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus." All your needs. Again, a foundational verse, something for us to go back to time and time again. We do want to remind you of our network website, sfawbn.com. Tons of information there. It gets updated daily. The newswire is there, breaking events that we share that we get emailed in from all over the country. If you've got some interesting things that you're seeing, you can email them to us at jason@sfaw.org. If you've got some breaking news or current events, and we'll be glad to post it up there and share it. The network website, sfawbn.com. The broadcast schedule is there. Archives, there's quite a bit of information there for you and for you to be able to share it with others. So we hope you'll do that. You know, I've never been to Hawaii, but I did want to mention this. I've mentioned this a little bit since December, and it's still going on. And I still can't pronounce that volcano name, Kilauea, whatever, Kili'iwa, whatever. The volcano in Hawaii is still erupting, has been since mid-December, spewing lava 600 feet in the height sky. The activity starting and stopping, which is a little different than in the past. In the past, they would have it. It might blow for a week or two, and then that's kind of it. But it's been going pretty steady here for the last couple months. Again, something for you to be aware of, to know. I saw this chart. I thought I would share it. Maybe you can make it out. It's basically an interactive map of active volcanoes and recent earthquakes worldwide. Now, the scale on this, let's leave that up for just a second, Jason. The scale on this is green is no activity, and there's not any green on there. And so you see the yellow, the orange, the red, and that's all pretty much warnings, eruptions, unrest, pretty active time for the Earth. Something to be aware of. Something to be aware of. When we look back in Psalm 24, 1 and 2, we're reminded, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all those who dwell therein. For he founded it on the seas and established it on the waters." And so, if you have a concern about these earthquakes, if you have a concern about volcanoes, well, we have the Creator that we can go to with those concerns, because it's all his. It is. And then my last little thing to talk to you about this morning, I believe this is it, a couple verses and a couple things here, but let's go to Job. Job 37:13. Job 37:13, and I have to be reminded of this time and time again, says, whether for correction or for his world or for loving kindness, he causes it to happen. You know, Brother Paul will remind us that on coffee sometimes, that, you know, when things happen, it is all in God's timing. And it is all, again, either for correction or for his world, because he knows best. He knows how he's got it set up and what needs to happen, whether it's volcanic eruptions or earthquakes or floods or whatever, or for loving kindness. He causes it to happen. We've seen in the headlines, it's being blown out of proportion, I believe, a measles outbreak. New measles cases reported in New Jersey, in Kentucky, the ongoing outbreak in Texas. Some of the cases have been linked to international travel. And then also on Thursday, I saw this report, wanted to share it with you, health officials in the Seattle area confirmed the first measles cases so far this year, an infant in King County. Infant had been exposed to measles during recent travel abroad. Last year, 3 cases in King County. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot. It's something that happens. And I think the way that this is dealt with in today's society is quite different than it was when I was a child. And in the previous generations, quite a bit different. I saw this report back from 1999, and I wanted to share just one slide with you. I've got the report. I'll be glad to email it to you. I can send you the link. It's documented letters in a journal. Well, let's take a look. But this was just a headline and a summary, a quote, but I think it summarized the article quite well. This is from 1999. The public should be told that vaccines may have long-term adverse effects. And this is a quote, thus diabetes induced by vaccine should not be considered a rare potential adverse event. The incidence of many other chronic immunological diseases, including asthma, allergies, and immune-mediated cancers, has risen rapidly and may also be linked to immunization. Now, this is from, you see it on the bottom, John Bartholomew Klassen, David Klassen, PCMID, BMJ, 1999. I've got the report here. And so adverse effects that we see in our society, the massive rise in diabetes, not just type 2 diet and lifestyle cause, but type 1 as well. And like it says here, asthma, allergies, immune-mediated cancers, autoimmune diseases. In 1999, the documentation is that, hey, just like it says, diabetes induced by vaccine shouldn't be considered rare. And we see that in our society today. These truths are coming out. These truths are available if you care to look. You know, Pastor probably 35 years ago had the pamphlet warning and the messages from the pulpit warning vaccinations are dangerous. That was even before this 1999 article. And there have been plenty since, if you care to look for it, if you care to research it. Well, we'll wrap up a couple scriptures here. Proverbs 25:2 reminds us, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings to search out a matter. And aren't we to be kings and priests in our own home? I think this applies. There are things that are out there. When we joined this ministry 30 plus years ago, the vaccinations were one of the things that, one of the truths that this ministry opened up to us, okay? One of the truths that they presented that we accepted, that we saw it as truth, and we changed our life and the lives of our children because of it. Truth is truth. It's what you do with it once you get it. And my last verse this morning, and then we're wrapping up, we'll move on to something else, is 2 Timothy 2. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Study to show yourself approved to God, a workman that need not be ashamed." Now, this is for us at the ministry, and this is for every Christian that's out there, that we are to not be ashamed before our God, to read, to look, to do our best to understand the Word, to look into it to the depth that we're led, and to search out truth. And we're glad that you, Remnant, do that. Well, that's all the time I got. That's what I had for you this morning. Stay tuned. Brother Jason's got, we're continuing with Pastor Peter's messages on the Deception series, and had a great response to them. We hope it's a blessing to you, another timeless pulpit truth, and I think something special for you right after that, a live message. So stay tuned. Thanks for joining us here at the beginning of March, and God bless.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be His than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. I'd rather I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than man's applause. I'd rather be faithful to His dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be to His holy name than to be the king of a vast domain or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than ever.